The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I promised you guys some ideas on what to do for Halloween, because we got Halloween coming up, and many of you are kind of groaning, oh, I don't want to dress up. Do I really have to dress up? Well, yeah, you do if you're going to go to a Halloween party. But I got to tell you, it's going to be fun. For years, I never dressed up. For years. And then finally, I just did. Okay, because I realized I could fit into the outfit, and I could, you know, and it was kind of fun, you know, because you kind of let your inner dark side out, okay, right? You could be sexy witch, you could be, one of my friends was Obamacare last year, where, I don't know, he looked like the Grim Reaper or something like that, okay? I mean, you could do anything. So, what to do to not spend a lot of money, because a lot of us don't have a lot of money. All right, so there's tons of ideas. I already told you what some of my ideas were years ago. I got one of those pumpkin garbage bags, and I stuffed it with a whole bunch of paper, and I wore it. I put my arms through it and my legs through it. I wore green tights, and I had a green scarf on my hair, and I went as a pumpkin. Yeah, I had to stuff a lot of paper in it. These days now, I could just probably put the garbage bag on, but back then, I was really skinny, so I had to put a lot of okay, so I went as a pumpkin. That was easy. I went as Inside Out. I told you guys how I did that, right? I wore some, you know, shirt and pants, and I put bra and panties on after that, and then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the underwear, and I went around as Inside Out. Luckily, there were no kids at the party. There's tons of things you can do. We reviewed some of them, but again, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This came from realsimple.com, and these are easy Halloween costumes for adults, okay? So here's another idea. Gold digger, all right? So what you do is you gather all the gold type of jewelry. Hopefully, a lot of it is, you know, fake costume jewelry, okay? Put it all over your body or your hair or whatever, and then you walk around. I probably wouldn't do this. It's kind of, you know, geeky, but it's okay. Then you walk around with a shovel that's gold color, and you go as a gold digger, okay? I know some of you may want to dress as, again, better not mention any names. Okay, then another thing you could do is time flies. They say loop a long piece of string or rope through the back of a clock, wear it like a necklace around your neck, and then have some wings on your back, and you are now time flies. Remember, one of you is taking up one of the ideas I had talked about on the show, Spice Rack, where you are wearing a bra full of spices, hence Spice Rack. Not very expensive. This, I mean, you're probably going to be made fun of, but it's something you could do. Self-portrait. You get a large picture frame, and you stand behind the picture frame. And you can actually do your hair, make yourself look like a Rembrandt or whatever, and then you have your name in a corner, and it is your self-portrait. It's something you could do. You got to walk in. You have to walk in with the costume. Right? It's going to be Friday night. Many of you are going to parties or trick-or-treating. Iron Chef. You can buy a white chef's hat, tie an apron around your waist, and then if the apron has pockets, you put a ladle, spatula, pasta service, etc., and then you walk around with an iron. So you are Iron Chef. I know. It's cheap. It's easy to do. Most of us have irons, I guess. What else do we have here? Okay, I don't even know. What really was that? It was that the list of ideas they had? Life of the Party. Okay, so what you do is you get some Life cereal, and you either make a shirt out of it, you make a hat out of it, or you just walk around with Life boxes on you, and you are the Life of the Party. What about Sick and Tired? You could go around this Halloween being sick and tired, and don't just have the Dr. Dahlia Show, you know, radio thing on your shoulder. What you do is you could be in pajamas, and you could have a thermometer in your mouth, and you could have an ice pack on your head, maybe carry around a pillow, and that is your costume. You are sick and tired. Yeah, no Obamacare sign. No, nothing political, guys. I know. I was at the Halloween. I was at two different Halloween stores, and people were like, do you have an Obama mask? Do you have an Obama mask? No. You know, we're not trying to scare the living daylights out of the other, people. We're trying to kind of be cutesy. The sick and tired is easy, especially for guys, right? Because they can wear pajamas. Smarty pants. Okay. You hot glue rolls of Smarties onto a pair of red pants, and then you wear some geeky glasses to look smarty, hence Smarty pants. See, these are pretty easy. Okay, yeah, you gotta buy the Smarty candies, but how bad is that? Shell-shocked. All right. They say what you do is you have a swimsuit and flip-flops, and then you have this tunic, and you put a bunch of seashells all over it. And then you have your hair all messed up, and then you are technically shell-shocked. Apparently, there's a very, very popular sexy hazmat Ebola outfit. At first, there was just an Ebola outfit. Now there's a sexy Ebola out. There is nothing sexy, I'm sorry, about in a hazmat suit, but I know people are, going crazy over. I don't really understand that, guys. Okay, I understand sexy. I am the queen of sexy. Look at me. But I wouldn't be doing that. Okay, so does that all make sense? Does everybody know what to do for Halloween now? All right, very, very simple stuff. Just be creative, okay? Barbecue man, okay? You could walk around with barbecue sauce dripped all over you and pieces of rib sticking out of your pockets, and you walking around with a spatula. You could be plumber man and have the butt crack show. You know, I mean, very simple stuff, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing something for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're back now on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Is it okie dokie or okie doke? Some of you guys go okie doke. Or is it okie dokie? I always thought it was okie dokie. Yeah, there was, we had somebody, he was doing some work at the house a while back. And my husband was telling him something, he goes, and he's Hispanic. So I was speaking Spanish, you know, to him. And, you know, he's probably like, you know, lady, you need some more classes. But he was cool about it. Then my husband told him, okay, so you want to maybe start Monday? He was like, okie doke. I don't know. So then I was like, maybe I'm wrong. I always said okie dokie. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Don, Tom. Tom who's working the dials. Sorry, Tom. Who's working the dials. Tom is so nice. He's very cuddly, by the way. Very, very cuddly. Working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. The whole team of Genesis Communications Network. Very cuddly. We need to do a Genesis Communications Network engineer and producer calendar. These guys are really good guys. They're very good looking, by the way. And then big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So now, doctors are so afraid, all right, of being accused of fueling a pain pill addiction that many doctors aren't writing them anymore. And I'm starting to get patients, and I'm sure many of you guys are seeing people that just can't get pain medicines as easily anymore. Now, this might be a good thing. This may be exactly what this country needs, or this could be an absolute disaster. Now, according to the American Academy of Neurology, they came out in a recent official announcement, and they said taking prescription pain pills for chronic conditions like an achy back or a headache is not worth the risk. You shouldn't be going to Vicodin, OxyContin, Percocet, all right, for headaches or chronic back pain. Now, I got to tell you something. I remember having a horrible, horrible headache, and I had given birth, and my doctor had given me some pain medicine to take home, and she said, go ahead and try that for your headache, and I might have gotten like 2 hours relief. But when the medicine slowly started to wear off, that headache came back tenfold. So I am absolutely scared to death of taking a narcotic. Not because I'm worried I'm going to be addicted, but because the headache is worse when the pain medicine wears off. Now, I get it. There's that little bit of euphoria when you take the pain medicine. And those opiate receptors are covered for any of you that have ever taken pain medicine. You know, I understand what you guys are feeling initially. But when that medicine wears off, there's, for me, a lot of pain. So I don't like taking those medications. When I had surgery last year for a hernia, I had a hernia. No, I don't have any testicles. It was an umbilical hernia. He had given me pain medicine, and I remember taking one the first day. You know, because I thought, okay, now wait a second, you know, I think it's starting to get bad, I'm waking up, I better take it. And then the next day I'm like, I'm not going to take it, I just don't think I need it, and I didn't need it. I was pretty good, thank God, but I had a great surgeon. Okay, I understand I was very, very lucky, very, very blessed. A lot of you guys don't have that liberty where you could choose whether to use the pain pill or not. A lot of you guys, you're in pain. But I've never recommended it for chronic headaches. Now, every now and then somebody will say, look, I just need some relief. I need some relief so I could sleep. And I'll write them occasionally when it comes to headaches, etc. Back pain, I've written more pain pills for back pain because people come in saying this is what I take. But you guys are so afraid of that rebound pain that you will immediately institute the pain pill before you get there. And believe it or not, that's how we were taught. We were taught in medical school to really actively control pain. You don't give a pain pill once in a blue moon and let them go back into full-blown pain. You hit it before the pain comes back. But I remember learning that going, well, then you're just always going to have them on the pain medicine. Well, that's how you actively control chronic pain. I was like, wait a second here, something's up. So, 2/3 of patients who were given a 3-month prescription were still on the drugs 5 years later, according to a recent study from the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences. They say, and this is being reported by Fox News, that the drugs require larger doses over time to remain effective, making them particularly susceptible to obviously overdose and abuse. Now, many of you guys that are abusing narcotics, all right, remember what I used as a definition of abuse. I use the definition of abuse where you guys don't have pain. You don't have pain at all, and you just want to get a buzz. So you go and you take the pain pill. That, to me, is abuse. But unfortunately, we use the term abuse when you guys are taking 8, 9 a day. And you're abusing them. Maybe you're not in pain. You're afraid of being in pain, so you take one anyway. That's considered abuse. Taking more than you need or not taking it like you should or taking it to the point where you're going to become addicted constitutes the definition in the medical circles of abuse. And I hate that term because, you know, doctors will say, yeah, I'm sending you a patient. He's been abusing narcotics for a while. abusing them, meaning snorting them, taking them for funsies? Or, no, he has a back condition, so he's on them. Okay, see, to me, that's something different. You could be addicted to something. But abuse, to me, means premeditated malice. You see what I mean? You know, but that term may be in your charts. Many of you may have narcotic abuse. I also use the term abuse when you're doctor shopping, when you're, and I have to kick you out of the office, that kind of thing. When you're lying to me about pain medications, no, I haven't needed a prescription. You're the first doctor in 6 months. We run a pharmacy report, and we see you've been to 5 people in the last month. I'll also use the term abuse for that. So, what do you do? Well, we're hearing reports that narcotic, quote-unquote, abuse or overuse can lead to death. Right now, we've had over 100,000 people die in the last 15 years, and that's just according to that one study or that one report. So, what should you do? Well, what I have always recommended, okay, is whatever the body part is, make sure you see a specialist for that body part. So, if you have chronic knee pain, if it's because you need surgery or a knee replacement, there's only so much you could do popping pills. Now, according to Fox News, they're recommending taking maybe non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pills as an alternative. And we have a study out now saying if your kid breaks a bone, give them ibuprofen instead of the pain pill. So there's a big push to take ibuprofen. However, for those of you that have been popping Advil or Aleve or Motrin, etc., and these anti-inflammatories over the counter for years, you guys could be already messing with your heart, your stomach lining, your kidneys, and your liver. Be careful with that. They also recommend physical therapy. I love, love, love physical therapy and chiropractic as a means for pain control. I can't tell you how much my husband has been able to help me with back pain issues or neck pain issues because he could adjust me. It's wonderful. All right. Cognitive behavioral therapy. This is great. Okay. You know, when I would be in surgery, all scrubbed up and ready to go and sterile, and I had an itch, I had to learn how to talk myself out of that itch, and I could do it, right? And it was hard, because you can't be sitting there scratching yourself and scratching unsterile parts, and the circulating nurse does not want to go where the sun don't shine to scratch you. So you had to learn, okay, I'm not going to itch my butt, I'm not going to scratch, my butt is not itchy, my butt is not itchy, my butt is not itchy. Ah, okay, good. Whew, itch is gone. No, itch is gone. You see what I mean? I remember trying to rub up against the patient table and the doctor yelling at me going, no, your butt's not sterile, even though you're kind of in the gown. I go, my butt is itchy. I need to scratch my, I didn't say butt at the time. I go, you've been accusing me of sitting there scratching my butt, all right, for months now. Can I please scratch it? You see what you did to me? Okay, scrub out and scratch, and then get back in. This is ridiculous. I don't understand you medical students. All you're like, oh, thank you. Ah, scratch. Ah, okay, good. But then when you scratch, you need to scratch more. Okay. Biofeedback, again, great. And then sometimes these multidisciplinary pain clinics where you have doctor, therapist, psychologist, people to help you with sleep, nutrition, etc. I know, if you have spinal stenosis out there, you're probably going, Dr. Dahlia, are you kidding me? But listen, it's going to be a lot harder for you to get your medicines. It is. And not by my choice. I want you guys getting the medicine you need. I don't want you in pain. But unfortunately, we have a huge overdose epidemic problem, and we're having too many people fry their liver, have bowel issues. Being on chronic narcotics is not healthy either. So I am for trying to incorporate other means, so maybe you could go from 8 pain pills a day down to 2. All right, talk to your family, see if they think you're addicted. All right, talk to your doctor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All
all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Love that was so strong. I know you guys love me. Thank you. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know what it is. I think I either have the hiccups or I have to burp. So sometime in this next segment, I guess we'll know the answer to that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, 33 minutes past the hour. So now we have a study saying if children break their bones, don't give them morphine, give them ibuprofen. That ibuprofen is a better choice for pain relief. According to Canadian researchers, both medications are effective in easing the pain, but oral morphine carries more risk for negative side effects. They say evidence suggests that orally administered morphine and other narcotic painkillers are increasingly being prescribed, but evidence for the oral administration of morphine in acute pain management is limited. So additional studies are needed to address this gap in knowledge and provide a scientific basis for outpatient analgesic choices in children. Now, broken bones account for 25% of all injuries involving kids. And the first 2 days after a broken bone is very, very painful. I don't know if I could withhold a pain pill. However, I do myself recall going through a pretty kind of major surgery and finding that the Motrin did a hell of a lot better than the Lortab when it came to helping me with pain. And I think these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Motrin, especially the higher doses, they really do well with pain. They do. And I don't know if we're going to have enough kids that are going to want to. I mean, that's pretty freaked out. That's pretty, it's about a fracture. It's a biggie. The study was led by Dr. Naveen Punai of London Health Sciences Center in Ontario. It looked at 134 children aged 5 to 17 who suffered broken bones but did not need open reduction internal fixation surgery for them. The children were randomly selected to receive morphine or ibuprofen to help ease their discomfort, and both medications eased pain. However, the kids that took the morphine had drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, basically more side effects. So because the morphine were associated with more side effects, they think that ibuprofen remains a safe and effective therapy for outpatient pain. Now, the idea of not starting kids on narcotics at that age and getting them used to turning to the Motrin, all right, could be heralded by some as a brilliant move. By others, sketchy. Again, remember, ibuprofen is not without its risks either. We hear of cases, apparently there was a gentleman whose mouth started to bubble and peel. I think he had a Stevens-Johnson syndrome. A girl over Thanksgiving weekend years ago had a Stevens-Johnson reaction to children's Motrin, and where the skin just started to peel. And unfortunately, she was left with multiple burns on her face, etc. There's nothing without risks. But I do have to admit, ibuprofen as a pain medication does work. I've been extremely, extremely impressed with what it could do for me and my patients. But I just don't know if I would be withholding pain pills from these kids. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This may be good news for those of us who love chocolate. A new study in Nature Neuroscience finds that high doses of flavanols, and where do we find flavanols in? Cocoa or chocolate, may reverse the normal memory loss that comes with age. Researchers created a drink with a very high flavanol content for the study's participants who range from 50 to 69 years old and didn't suffer from any kind of memory loss other than what we usually have with normal aging, like forgetting your keys, things like that. The good news was they actually saw a causal link between ingested flavanols and changes in memory and brain function. Now, unfortunately, this was a scientifically made. We can't just go to the Hershey's section of the candy store and administer it ourselves. Now, the cocoa drink, however, was prepared by Mars, the chocolate makers, and they also funded the study in part. The Mars researchers used a proprietary method of isolating the flavanols, which I guess is necessary since most of the compounds can be degraded during processing. Researchers at Columbia University Medical Center scanned the brains of 37 participants and then gave them memory tests prior to drinking the drink. Then half the participants got the drink, which is about 900 milligrams per serving, with 138 milligrams of epicatechin. or a low flavanol drink, 10 milligrams per serving, with less than 2 milligrams of epicatechin. Boy, they know how to make this not sound yummy and chocolatey. Once a day for 3 months. Brain scans and memory tests were repeated at the end of this period. The team was particularly interested in an area of the brain called the dentate gyrus. It's part of the hippocampus that is known to be a memory center. All right? It is affected in age-related memory loss, but not in Alzheimer's. And then they found patients who had the high-dose drink did better. They had a lot more activity in their dentate gyrus. All right? No, it has nothing to do with gyrating. No, nobody was dancing. No one was dancing. The authors say that the memory improvements were so robust that they were equivalent to taking away a couple of decades worth of aging. So I know what you're saying. They're saying, give me that drink. I'll have what he's having. They say if a participant had the memory of a typical 6-year-old at the beginning of the study, then that went down to 30 or 40 years old. That's some pretty cool stuff. Now, what does this mean? What do we do? Do we make the drink? Do we buy more Mars? Remember, flavanols are also in tea, apples, grapes, blackberries, and cherries. There's already a flavanol-rich supplement that Mars makes called Cocavia. But remember, we don't know much else about this, okay? I mean, can it interfere with medications? Could this, you know, cause harm? We don't know. Now, I know everybody's trying to make this about chocolate, but it's only in very, very small amounts of chocolate. All right? I would say, okay, when you look at the berries, like blackberries and cherries and blueberries, we know those help memory. So I wouldn't mind just right now going for that. However, if you do come across some chocolate-covered blueberries, oh, you know what I found? In Target, they're kind of expensive. But there's chocolate-covered pomegranates and chocolate-covered acacia berries and uji berries. Damn, they're good. And it really makes you poop really easily. Those are kind of yummy. I got to tell you, I love, my favorite type of chocolate is chocolate-covered fruit. And the chocolate with the little alcohol, like those little Jack Daniels or Grand Marnier, those are like my favorite. Those are like super cool. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's some controversy as GMOs have been found in packaged food labeled natural. Uh-oh. Right now, there is no mandatory labeling of GMO foods in Canada or most of the U.S. I think California passed a law. But 90% of corn and soybeans produced in North America is genetically modified. Consumer Reports tested a variety of foods to see how widespread GMOs are and whether you could trust the food labels. And remember, since labeling is not required, you can't just look at the package and tell. If it says no GMO, non-GMO, etc., some may say non-GMO project verified. So they looked at 80 processed foods containing soy or corn to see if they contain the GMOs. And unless they were labeled organic, the majority of them had a substantial amount. Cereals, corn chips, snack bars, soy-based infant formulas. Now, most people believe that natural means natural. No GMOs, but that's not what the tests have found, according to Consumer Reports. Products that were labeled with unverified claims like non-GMO or no GMO mostly proved accurate. One exception was the Exochitti original corn chips. They were labeled no GMO, but there was a lot of GMO corn in there. So, you know, just remember, it's not all about, you know, the labeling. I don't know how to close with that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are moving forward with the pediatric clinic that we are building in Las Vegas, Nevada. I live in Las Vegas, and we don't have enough places for kids to go to that don't have insurance and need a lot easier access to health care. And as we're coming into flu season, it is imperative that we get as many resources as possible to build this as quickly as possible. And we're 10% there. We just got to get the other 90% coming. So anything you guys could do, please go to the website at nvcomc.org, nvcomc.org. Anything you could do to help. And a big thanks to the Las Vegas Review Journal for writing a piece on what we're doing. That really, really helps. Colon cancer. There is a new home test that could help now in the colon cancer battle for those of us that do not like to go and get colonoscopies. They say starting today, millions of people who have avoided colon cancer screens could get a new home test that is non-invasive and doesn't require you going through the prep or taking off your panties, which for me, that's easy. I've done that all through school, but that's neither here nor there. The test is the first of its kind to look for cancer-related DNA in school. It was approved in August by the FDA and is going to be offered by prescription at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. This is where it was developed, and soon it is going to be all over the place. Now, many current stool tests look for blood that could suggest a tumor. However, you know, if you have a hemorrhoid, if you ate some red meat, you could get some false positive. Cologuard looks at the blood, but also detects DNA that could be a sign of cancer or precancerous growth called polyps. You send a stool sample to the lab where it is tested. Now, some people are like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I don't have to now go and get screened. This is awesome. All I have to do is poop and mail the poop. It could still miss stuff. It's not 100%. Okay? What if your little bitty polyp isn't giving off the DNA that it needs to pick up? Okay? What if? You still need a polyp that needs to go and get removed. So this is something you could do. All right, for those of you who refuse colonoscopies, it is something you could do. So check out Mayo Clinic in Minnesota and see if you can get a prescription for that or have your doctor send a prescription in, et cetera. But don't think that this is better than a colonoscopy. There is nothing better than the colonoscopy. The colonoscopy is my favorite test and screen for cancer because it's the only thing that prevents cancer out there. Of all the cancer screens, it's the only thing that prevents. We may say in theory the mammogram prevents, etc. They do. They help prevent a lot of cancer deaths. And they prevent growths from, you know, going crazy if we see it early and we biopsy it, etc. But colonoscopies are the only ones that actually look, find the polyp, scoop that polyp out so it can never turn to cancer. So still, for somebody like me where there's colon cancer on both sides of the family, I got to get my butt in there and get my colonoscopies. And I've already had two. I've had two for each colon. No, I have one, but you know what I'm saying. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ebola may have existed over 20 million years ago. They say the family of viruses that Ebola belongs to may have existed longer than researchers thought. Just a little bit longer. Like 20,000 years longer. Researchers at the University of Buffalo found that filoviruses, these little filoviruses, which Ebola is a part of, very delicate, beautifully shaped, but nasty suckers. Do you guys notice, right? You guys see the Ebola in the news? Kind of looks like a pretzel or a curlicue or whatever. They're very daintily, they're little filovirus, like filaments. They're very delicate. I don't want to use the word pretty. Dainty type things, but boy, are they mean suckers. Anyway, they think it existed more than 20 million years ago. Scientists previously believed that the family began appearing just over 10,000 years. Whoa, did they get that wrong? Filoviruses are far more ancient than previously thought, according to Derek Taylor, lead author of the study and professor of biological sciences at the University of Buffalo. These things have also been interacting with mammals for a long time, probably several million years. So if we better understand the Ebola's evolutionary roots, maybe this could help us figure out how to identify emerging pathogens, come up with vaccine, etc. Now, researchers made their discovery after studying viral fossil genes, which are kind of bits of genetic material that animals acquire from viruses during infection. Now, the study was published in the journal PeerJ, and it looks at Ebola and Marburg. Now, Marburg is also a hemorrhagic fever virus in the Filoviridae family, similar to Ebola, and both of them shared a common ancestor 16 to 23 million years ago. They also found these genes in rodents, which suggests that the filovirus dates back to animals, which, and those animals' common ancestor. So what does that mean? Well, we have some diverging, we have very closely related viruses. Both can be deadly. And they say the rodents have billions of base pairs in their genomes, so the odds of a viral gene inserting itself at the same position in different species is very small. So when you kind of look back and you try to figure out the reservoirs for Ebola, they think maybe it started in the rainforest, then went to mammals, to insects. Our concern is Ebola now, all right? That's somebody else's job to look at Ebola in the past, but we always use history to learn how to deal with now, okay? Like I brought up Ellis Island. Ellis Island, a very significant time in our history as immigrants were coming to the United States, and they were being stopped and screened for infectious disease. They also had to have money, okay? You couldn't come to America and be a burden on the treasury. You had to either have a job, have family that would sponsor you, or have money yourself to come over. You also couldn't be sick. You couldn't bring over syphilis or trichomona or glaucoma or have other issues coming in. You had to not be a burden on our country. Now, we don't do that now because we're always like, you know, Linda, you know, come, you know, you're, no matter what. And I like being a safe haven for people. But we had Ellis Island, and that is where we contained sick people, either until they got better, or we would ship them back, or we would screen them and let them through. So as we are seeing the evolution of our new quarantine system, and apparently one of the nurses had blasted officials and threatened to sue, so she was able to get out of quarantine. It's going to be very interesting to see how we prevent Ebola from killing more people in the United States. We've had one death thus far, and we've been very, very lucky, extremely lucky, and very judicious about our prevention of Ebola getting to anybody else. Unfortunately, Amber Vinson and Nina Pham, nurses in Texas, came down with Ebola, and luckily they are Ebola-free from what we understand, thank God. We have the news freelance news cameraman from NBC that had been treated in Omaha. We now have a doctor that came back from Doctors Without Borders being now isolated at Bellevue Hospital. We have a five-year-old now being screened and tested for Ebola. We're supposed to get the results later today. Apparently, the child had recently returned from West Africa, was transferred to Bellevue Hospital, same hospital, to rule out Ebola symptoms, had developed a fever, had been transported to specifically trained HazTAC unit, wearing personal protective equipment. The fever was initially reported, but the kid did not have a fever when first examined at Bellevue. Then they developed a fever while at the hospital at approximately 7 a.m. So the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene decided to conduct a test for Ebola based on the travel history. So we'll keep you guys posted. It could take up to 12 hours, they say. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang
me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.